You're not even supposed to talk about them. You're not supposed to go talk about sex acts to one another. Forbid it, Almighty God! There's only one place to talk it, and that's between you and your wife or husband. Nowhere else is it permissible. Among Christians, among anybody else, no. You're not going to be God's jewel. You got to get that mess out of your mind. Let it be for the bed that's undefiled in marriage and for forsaking all others, cleave to Jesus until God gives you a mate. God's grace is sufficient. You don't have to get around and be always lusting. You don't have to go around with some old heavy case on your mind that you'd like to get into. God will give you grace to contain yourself until the proper moment when God has worked out your life for His glory. God's called you to holiness. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, then think on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Quit thinking about all that other junk. You can get it out of your mind. You can't keep a bird from lighting on your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. You can't keep maybe an evil thought from rushing in your mind, but you can put it out and not sit there and ponder it. God expects you to do it. He has the power to do it. He'll sanctify you wholly. Body, soul, and spirit. See, your body. That's the thing Americans claim to be having trouble with. I tell you where the trouble is. It's down in their hearts. They get their hearts thoroughly right with God, the old outside will come right along beautifully. See, it's a tattletale. And I can discern it. And I know there's something wrong there. It's got to be corrected. And when we correct it, everything is beautiful. In Ephesians 4, the great apostle cried out for a Christian is not to walk like the other Gentiles walked. Verse 17, Ephesians 4, I say, brethren, and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened. They don't understand. Don't let your understanding be darkened. Alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart and being past feeling. God, the Lord, can't even condemn them through their feelings. The Christians, these charismatics, got a slogan today, if it feels right, do it. Fully. That's the worst thing in the world to do. If it feels right, do it. Isn't that crazy? That's just as ungodly as old Kumini over there. I'd rather listen to Kumini preach than I had most American preachers. Because I know he's a booger and these others try to act like a sheep in or a wolf in sheep's clothing. They want to act like a sheep, but you know they're a booger. Some black lady, she discerned one, and says, Reverend, says you ain't no Ku Klux. Says you been calling me a Ku Klux. She said, no, I didn't call you no Ku Klux. I just said you were a booger under the sheet. That's the way most American preachers are. They're boogers under the sheet. But the Bible said here, they're past feeling and giving themselves over unto lasciviousness. That's moral impurity. To work all uncleanness. That's moral impurity. With greediness. They just like an old wolf drooling. Mm. Boy, did you see that? Boy, about two-thirds of Christians are just that way. Just a stinking bunch of wolves. They're like fed horses in the morning. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 4, everyone neighs after his neighbor's wife. Nobody's satisfied with his own and want his neighbor's. She looks better. The grass is greener. God said they're past feeling. And they've given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you've not so learned it from Christ. You didn't learn that from the Lord. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus that you put off concerning the former conversation that all men Some of you still got too much old man in you. You got to get rid of that old conversation of that old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See, there's a holiness. There's a counterfeit holiness. There's a fake holiness that produces peace pearls. And there's a true holiness that produces jewels who are the real saints of God. Amen. Brother, that's what we're going to produce. So he said, put away lying and speak the truth. Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Let him work. Go to work. Praise God. And you folks need that admonition. Go to work. Quit envying. Quit wanting something you can't have. Go to work and get it. Lord, have mercy. That old envy is rottenness of the bones. Jealousy is cruel as a grave. Stealing is worse. God said, don't steal. Go to work. Work with your hands. So you'll have something to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Watch your tongue. That old corrupt communication. But use communication as good to edifying, that it may minister grace to those that hear you. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Put it off. You can put it off if you want to put it off. Too many people enjoy hanging on to some old mess of carnality, sensuality. You can put it off if you want to put it off. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. A jewel. That's the way a jewel is going to have to respond to the baser elements that sometimes motivate us and compel us into activity and behavior that is not Christ-like. We're going to have to do what that last verse says. Last two verses. Put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. Put all malice and be kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another. As God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Do the same thing. And you can be a jewel. You're not going to be a jewel. Them hang-ups. No way. I'm tired of preaching to you. Let us pray. I pray in Jesus' name, Father, the Holy Ghost would grip every heart and soul. I pray in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, God, would convict, would exhort, would reprove. Lord, may this word go forth. As Jeremiah said, the word of God is like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. The word of God, the apostle says, is like a two-edged sword that discerns the thoughts and intents of the hearts. The word of God is like a looking glass that a person can see himself. The word of God is like a refiner's fire. It cleanses the heart and soul. The word of God, Father, is like a lamp to our feet, and it's like a light to our path. I pray that we'll embrace it. We'll love it. We'll study it. We'll memorize it. We'll use it, God, to clean up our own acts, clean up our own hearts, and we'll make the application to others, Lord, where it's applicable, that we'll extend mercy and grace and compassion and not wrath and malice and clamor and evil speaking. God, deliver us from all these things that are of the flesh, and may, dear Lord, we put on these things that are what will result into the charity or love of God, which is the bond of perfectness in our life. That we may be a jewel, that we may reflect the glory of Jesus Christ, and that we may be ready at his return to be taken to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Lord, there's a book written, those that fear the Lord, those that are jewels, we must fear the Lord to be in those jewels. There's a book already written. And I pray that you'll help us, everyone, to attain, Lord, to being in that great book of record, that we can appear as a jewel and not a paste pearl at your sudden and imminent return.